More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, July 8th edition of the program. Shinzo Abe, the former Prime Minister of Japan, was assassinated in the last 24 hours. He was out on the campaign trail for other candidates for an upcoming election in Japan. A tragic, stunning loss for the people of Japan and honestly for all those who believe in rule of law, democracy, and decency. Any assassination like this is deeply troubling. We'll break that situation down with the latest coming up here in a moment. Plus, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh had to exit Morton Steakhouse in D.C. because a bunch of lunatic libs chased him out of the restaurant, basically mobbed him again. This is what they do. And you also have the New York City bodega worker charged with murder after fighting off an ex-con. His bail has been reduced and he has been at least released pending his appearance before court this weekend. We will discuss this and more coming up here in a moment. These days, you use your personal info to do just about everything, especially when you're online. And guess what? With all that info just floating around out there, it can make the internet a practical goldmine for identity thieves. Actually, I take that back. That's not fair to gold miners because gold mining is actually hard work. But stealing your identity is really easy if you don't take the right steps. But you can take those steps and protect yourself with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock monitors your info and alerts you to potential identity threats. And if you're a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Now, look, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year by going to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/buck for 25% off your first year. LifeLock identity protection starts here. LifeLock.com. Go check it out. You need to have this, folks. It's something. It's a must-have situation. So here's what we know about the assassination of Shinzo Abe so far. It was an individual who used apparently a homemade gun. And there's video footage, unfortunately, of the assassination. You see it quite clearly. There was one shot fired and then another shot fired right after that. That was fatal for Shinzo Abe. And look, you look at this situation and you see that, first of all, there is political violence that can go on and does happen in every society all over the world. This individual had been in the Japanese Navy. He seems to be something of, he's just a lunatic. We haven't seen much more about what his politics may be. But the American media, in response to this, immediately started trying to frame this in a way that is politically palatable to them. NPR started it off. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, a divisive arch-conservative and once one of the nation's most powerful and influential figures, has died after being shot during a campaign speech Friday in Western Japan. A divisive arch-conservative. The guy was dead for less than 12 hours. And this is the headline that NPR, which is supposed to just be, oh, we're just news, just journalists, you know, just neutral. It's amazing when you see how, once you get a sense of how utterly vindictive, vicious, and politicized in every respect the left is, it's hard to ever unsee it, right? You're going to see it all over the place because it's everywhere. And Shinzo Abe here is somebody who should be at least respected as a major figure on the world stage. Trump had a close relationship with him. Many people had a close relationship with him. I don't see how this necessarily is going to have an effect on U.S. policy. So that's why there are limits here on the depth of the analysis that I'll go into on this incident. Other than to say, when Joe Biden spoke about it, he immediately talked about gun violence, the mark that gun violence always leaves a deep scar. That's what he said. As if a car bombing or a knife wouldn't be just as horrific. But remember, they're Democrats. Everything must be politicized in their favor. The death of a Japanese politician, probably the most famous Japanese politician of the last 100 years, comes from a family of prime ministers as well. That is immediately used as an opportunity to tell a specific narrative that is favorable to the American left, to the political left in this country. That's what they go for right away. And it's frustrating to see this. It's disgraceful that that's what they do. But we have to see the reality. And unfortunately, that's what it is. Speaking of disgraceful, they chased after Justice Roberts in Morton's Steakhouse, a place I know actually pretty well in D.C. We'll get into that in a moment. The stock market's causing real angst for those who have invested in stocks. If you're invested in the market right now, you know what I mean. Inflation's really bad right now. Gas prices out of control. Everything's telling you got to think differently about protecting the value of your savings account and your 401k. I've started thinking about purchasing more gold. It's priced correctly right now, and the value of gold has proven to hold value during times like these. When you invest a portion of your savings account or 401k into gold, you're creating stability through its value as compared to other possible investment opportunities. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for my gold purchases. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, and they've made it easy and convenient and safe to take delivery of your real physical gold purchase at your home. Call the Oxford Gold Group today. Request your free precious metals investment guide. Toll free, 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-GOLD, the Oxford Gold Group. Go check it out today. So they chased Kavanaugh. Remember, this is what Democrats were doing all the time for a while under the Trump administration. They would just chase officials that they didn't like, and they would harass them and threaten them. And one thing you should note is the Democrat media doesn't oppose this. They won't say this is bad. And this is in conjunction with what we've already seen of the violation of law that occurred when Supreme Court justices were threatened at their homes, which is a clear violation of federal law. The Biden Justice Department would do nothing about that. And we're also seeing, it's increasingly obvious, the Biden Justice Department will do nothing about Hunter Biden, who clearly violated a whole range of federal laws that aren't just extraneous things that happen to the president's wayward son, but that go very much to the actual corruption of the Biden family and therefore Joe Biden himself. There should be a special counsel. There isn't a special counsel. There should be a serious investigation into this. There won't be, in my opinion, although I could still be wrong on this. I think it's very unlikely. But back to the Kavanaugh incident situation, Biden is preparing an executive order today, and the executive order is supposed to protect. Notice how they always say abortion rights. That's a term of propaganda. Just say abortion. It's abortion they want to protect. That is the procedure. That is what they want to have. They want more abortions. They think there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with it, right? That's what they tell you. Of course, there's a lot wrong with it. We all know that. But there's nothing wrong with it, they say. But one of the things that they call it abortion rights, or even worse, reproductive rights. They're using all this vague language because they can't actually tell you what it is. They won't tell you what it is they're really supporting because normal, rational people would recoil in horror at this. So instead, they come up with these phrases. It's about women's liberation, reproductive rights. No, it's not actually. It's about abortion. And if that's fine, if it's just a medical procedure, if it's just medical care, just call it abortion. Stop lying about it. But the libs cannot stop lying. They're also going to see this as Biden's protecting abortion rights with an executive order. Well, guess what? Executive orders, first of all, is it even going to be constitutional? Is he going to overreach here? He is not a one-man legislative branch, despite what he thinks. And the second thing is, this does not actually create a right. This is just one president's interpretation of his executive authority. The next president can make this go away. Do you think that Democrats, if and when that happens, and it will happen, right? Joe Biden's not going to be president forever. If the next Republican president comes along and undoes this executive order, what will they say? It's so lawless. No. This is a policy choice that Biden is making. It's not a legislative act. It's not a Supreme Court decision. It's just a policy decision under an executive order. That's all it is. And so it can be undone. And we'll see if it even withstands constitutional scrutiny. But this chasing of Supreme Court justices, I just want to note, these are the same people who will tell you that they care so much about the system and they care so much about our sacred democracy. Well, if that's true, why are they chasing and Supreme Court justices? Why did they chase executive branch officials before, the director of Kirstjen Nielsen, I remember, director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement? They've chased Ted Cruz out of restaurants in D.C. They scream at them. They cause a scene because they believe you're not allowed to have any peace unless you do what they want. These people are terrorists. You could say they're legal terrorists, although actually causing a scene and a ruckus in a restaurant is disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct. It's not really legal. But they're psychological terrorists, to be sure. They're just trying to create fear because they can't win the argument. And this is why they do. I mean, you don't have this. You don't have Republicans chasing down Democrats everywhere. You know, it's one thing at a campaign stop, you want to shout some stuff. You know, it's another thing. If someone's out there in their public role, yeah, I get it. You know, politics can be rough. If someone's having a quiet dinner with their spouse, they're not allowed to eat. They're not allowed to have peace and quiet, you know, when they're trying to sit down and have a meal. They can say, oh, what about the peace of all the women who can't have abortions now because of Kavanaugh? Shut up, you crybaby libs. Honestly, it's such a pathetic argument. It's grotesque when they make it. Because the second, oh my gosh, could you imagine if people chased AOC out of a restaurant? It's so sexist and racist and it's a hate crime. And, you know, they'd want that person locked up like the January 6th defendants. This is a very important distinction. I want all you to understand. They are only defund police insofar as it affects actual criminality. They don't mind. They want criminals to be able to do what they do. They think that society needs to suffer. We are racist. We are oppressive. So society has to just deal with the consequences of increased criminality. And then they also will send in men with guns and batons to arrest you for having a church service because of the spread of COVID. They'll send in horses to trample people like they did in Canada under Trudeau because they're peacefully protesting. They'll have cops shoot guns at a 16-year-old driving a tractor in a protest against the insane shutdown of farms in Holland. These people love to use the jackbooted thugs of government when it suits them. Oh, they want employees of the state acting in the name of the state who are armed and willing to use force for the most minor infractions. They cheer as people are dragged out of restaurants and off of planes for not masking up. Oh, but you know, if someone's going to go around just bashing old ladies with a rock over the head, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Maybe he had a tough childhood, they say. Whoa, why were the cops so rough with him? It's not his fault. Society's fault. This is the root fallacy. I'm telling you, this is the way they are. It's insane, but you have to understand the insanity or else we can never defeat it. Speaking of the insanity of the left and their views on crime and criminal justice, we have more for you on the bodega store employee coming up here in a second. But, you know, you hear me talk about my love for MyPillow products all the time, and that's because they've just made me get so much better sleep now for years. But the My Slippers, I'm wearing them right now as I do this podcast with all of you. Mike Lindell took over 2 years to develop these. They're not just any ordinary slipper. They're made with a three-tier cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer all-day comfort. I wear them all day around the office, all day around Premier's offices in New York because they're so comfortable. I just feel better. I've got more energy. You're going to love these slippers. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for a loved one. They're going to love it. For a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, use promo code BUCK to receive this incredible limited time offer. Slippers come with a 1-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com. Go to that website, click on Radio Listener Specials. Make sure you use promo code BUCK, B-U-C-K. Pick out the slippers. Get a couple of pairs. I've got a couple of pairs. You're going to absolutely love them. So the story of Jose Alba, who defended himself against a violent criminal with a history of violence and arrests, who thought that he was allowed to go behind the counter at a store and corner somebody and physically assault them twice without consequence. Well, he was stabbed and he died. And this is self-defense, and it's quite clear. And the progressive DA in New York, Alvin Bragg, initially charged second-degree murder, asked for a $500,000 bail. This was all on video. There's no question as to the facts. How can we trust any progressive, any Democrat, any person who would see this video and think, yeah, that guy's a murderer. A murderer. No, that guy actually defended himself. And maybe the criminal element in cities and towns all across America, of all backgrounds and all types and varieties, maybe the criminal element should be more concerned about the use of law enforcement resources against them instead of the use of law enforcement resources to, you know, chase down January 6th defendants. I'm just saying, maybe the federal focus, the state and local focus could shift toward protecting people from violent crime, from theft, from larceny, from home invasions. Just a little bit more. Maybe the district attorneys could focus on that one a little bit more. Instead of, oh, hate crime, someone said something to somebody that was really mean and nasty. Let's have a national conversation about it. Oh, wait, it was Jussie Smollett. He was lying about it. The whole thing was a hoax, right? I mean, notice what crimes get a lot of attention and what crimes don't. There are reasons for all of this. You see all this. So Jose Alba, a Latino American, hardworking, decades of doing the right thing in his community, he defended himself. He defended himself against a violent criminal. He shouldn't spend a day in jail. Everybody knows this. Who isn't crazy? But the Democrat progressives are nuts. They're nuts. Hopefully we get justice here. We'll see. Thanks for being with us, team. Talk to you on Monday. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Campbell.
And me, Rachel Cruze, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.